3000, or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Christian teaching and talk. This is 91.7 The Truth.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always a delight to have you jump on board, join in the dialogue and discussion that we have right here on Let's Face the Issues each and every day. Lest I forget it, and oftentimes I do, let me remind you firsthand, up top, number one, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Your telephone call will go through. We'll listen to your conversation, your dialogue discussion, your questions. We'd love to have your questions and comments as we face the issues each and every day. We're talking about an issue today that I believe, from the Christian standpoint, the conservative standpoint, oftentimes we take just haphazardly, kind of glossing over. But I'm talking about today, evidence of the last days. Evidence of the last days. By the way, some of my research on the subject, I asked the question and tried to search out articles calling it insurrection. I find it absolutely outstanding that the AI, the Google searches, other search websites, when you ask the question about insurrection, it points to January the 6th every time. January the 6th was not an insurrection. It was a riot that got out of control. It was a riot that was instigated and carried out under the auspices, direction, leadership of Christopher Wray and the FBI. I've forgotten how many dozens of FBI agents were plants in carrying out the January the 6th going into the Capitol building. That's another subject for another day. Bottom line is, when we look at the world condition, when we look at what is happening in America, when we see what's taking place in our cities and our states, especially the blue cities and the blue states, better known as the socialist, Marxist, communist, Democrat states. When we look at that, we're seeing evidences of the last days. You say, how is that so? Let me just read you a few verses in our early part of our monologue. Matthew chapter 24, third verse, the disciples of the Lord Jesus ask Jesus three questions. When shall these things be? What shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus gives the answer in all of the balance of Matthew 24 and 25. And in 24 verse 4, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And you shall hear of wars, rumors of wars. See that you not be troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For, gar, little Greek word, because, nation shall rise against nation. And by the way, that is the word there, ethnos, ethnicity. We will find, based on ethnic groups, nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom, basileon, that means nations, we would call them nations today, empires, against nation, against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, and pestilences, and earthquakes, and diverse places. All of these things are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and shall be ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise, and shall deceive many. And because, here's verse 12, and because iniquity, that's twisted, perverted sin, or can be better translated, lawlessness, and because lawlessness shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing lawlessness across America today, and yea, around the world. I watched with utter dismay in Paris, France, where they're having some of the same lawlessness as we're seeing in America, in New Jersey, Atlanta, New York, etc., etc., etc. We're witnessing, as I would call it, the seams coming loose at the corners on a global basis. We're going to be talking about that today. We'll talk about asking the question, with these riots, demonstrations, are they simply something, things, these things that just pop up and happen? Or is it possible they're orchestrated, they're planned, they're bought and paid for by those that want to destroy America? I'd love to hear from you on that subject today. Because as we look at Matthew 24 and 25, God gives us a very clear roadmap as to what to expect, and also admonishes us to keep looking up in Luke 21, 28, for our redemption draweth nigh. The more we see these things coming about, for the Christian, it ought not to frighten us. It ought not to scare us. It ought not to cause us to be worried or in amazement and wonder. Because God's already told us what's happening, and we should be encouraged to know that the days are short. The time is limited. The need is great. The hour is on hand that we need to do something in relationship to obedience to the gospel. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, let me remind you, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. John 8, 31 and 32, the Bible says, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then in John 14, 6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further, John 17, 17, a declaratory statement is made about the word of God. Thy word is truth. Psalms 117, verse 2 says, the truth of the Lord endures forever. But ladies and gentlemen, truth is not embraced. Truth is not espoused. Truth is not sought after today. George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear, made this statement. The further society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we find that to be factual even today. I look at a small portion of an elongated statement made by the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint. And the headline on his statements, he said, America's decline is linked to the death of truth. In part, this is what DeMint said. What we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in our Christian churches. And yet we have, according to a recent survey, where 55% of the millennials say there's no absolute truth. Here's the headline. Most younger Americans say there's no absolute truth. 55% say that each person determines their own version of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to warn us. We can either believe the truth of the Word of God, or we can disbelieve it, we can embrace it, or we can reject it. And I'm finding more and more on all levels social, economic, and otherwise, are simply abandoning the truth of the Word of God to embrace the philosophical rhetoric of the world. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. That's my challenge each and every day on this broadcast. As Christians, we need to seek the truth, love it, learn it, live it, tell it, stand for it, and defend it, even to death. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 Beltway and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a benchmark and identifier. On the campus of Tools for Time, there's a 165-foot flagpole. Atop that flagpole flows Old Glory, the U.S. flag, 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole. The base of the flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a massive article. It says, the Marxist playbook, how the U.S. was infiltrated from within. Hear me. We're going to touch on some things today that goes back to the fundamental cause and effect of what is taking place in America today. I don't believe these riots, these so-called peaceful riots, as the news media wants to proclaim it, as the governor in New Jersey just talked about, that those riots at Delaney Hall are mostly peaceful. Never mind the fact they're trying to kill police officers. They're breaking and destroying things. They're setting things ablaze. And somehow, some way, to hear the governor of New Jersey and the attorney general of New Jersey, both the women claiming that it was peaceful and that these rioters, demonstrators, anarchists had the freedom to do so under our Constitution. No, they don't. And when we realize, ladies and gentlemen, what is causing these, quote, demonstrations and riots, how are they happening? Are they just spontaneous? Or are they being bought and paid for, orchestrated, planned, trained for that to take place? And that I'm speaking of, meaning the overthrow of the Constitutional Republic. There's a goal behind it. There's a mindset, ladies and gentlemen, and we need to recognize what is taking place with that. I'm looking at an article. It says the protesters of Delaney Hall in New York, New Jersey, have escalated into riots with demonstrators clashing with law enforcement. The protesters at Delaney Hall in New York, New Jersey, have escalated significantly, leading to violent confrontations between demonstrators and law enforcement. These protests began in response to, poor living conditions reported by detainees who have initiated hunger strikes to demand better treatment. Let me pause for a moment. I've watched as the federal government gives an illustration of what they're doing for these detainees. These detainees, by the way, are locked up because they're illegal invaders in America. Many of them, illegal invaders in America that have also broken multitudes of other laws, rape, robbery, murder, etc., etc. But we're finding the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democrat Party that's embracing that group and dissing the families and American citizens that are being hurt and harmed by these roving bands that are here illegally. And from what I saw from the federal government's position, these detainees, as they're called, are receiving 3 square meals a day. I looked at the menu. The menu is better than most of our military and what they get each day on the military basis for their lunch, for breakfast, for their dinner. This article further says, state police involvement. New Jersey State Police have been deployed to manage this situation. Listen, governor of New Jersey decided to get involved with the state police because the federal government, the DOJ, the FBI, and the Department of Homeland Security put that state on notice, that city on notice, lest you control it, the ICE agents are coming in, and they're going to control it. So all of a sudden, there's a puckering up and a decision that we're going to do something. Now, ladies and gentlemen, why do I belabor what I'm talking about? Because these are evidences of what the Scripture says would be seen in the last days. And it's not just in Newark, New Jersey. It's not just, we remember just a few months ago, this was happening not spontaneously, but organized, orchestrated, and paid for on prestigious university campuses where the doorways were blocked, where they were waving Palestinian flags, where they were chanting, from the river to the sea, Palestine must be free. That is, destroy, annihilate, kill all Jews, wipe out Israel. Ladies and gentlemen, none of these things, listen very carefully, none of these riots, none of these demonstrations, none of these burnings and attacking law enforcement, I don't care what excuse they use, what is the irrationality that they use, it's all orchestrated and a planned part of carrying out the Marxist playbook to overthrow the United States of America. Further, this article says, over 300 detainees at Delaney Hall are participating in a hunger strike demanding improved conditions and the release of vulnerable individuals. Improved conditions? In fact, the Democrats are screaming, well, some of these are moms and dads and sons and daughters that they're separated from their families. Well, they chose to break into America, come in the back door illegally, and now because they've been scooped up, the media is all upset. The Socialist Marxist BLM Communist Democrat Party are all upset. They didn't get upset when Barack Hussein Obama deported over 5 million the first year he was in office. You say, well, I didn't know that. Most didn't. Most do not. I'm not commending him. He did what was right in that area. But I'm simply saying we have President Donald J. Trump that was elected by a landslide across America because that was one of the commitments that he made, that he would deport. And listen, everything that Trump is now doing, these small judges in a small office in a small county in a small state with a black robe on deciding that they can control the Oval Office, and every move that Trump makes, there's a suit to block, a suit to stop, a suit to slow down the attempts of Trump to carry out his plans, his position of protecting and defending America. I'm looking at the balance of this article. Governmental officials denied access. Attempts by officials, including Governor Mikey Sherrill, to visit the detainees have been obstructed. Further escalating tensions. It's all staged. It's all planned. It's all a show and tell that these political pundits will go in and pretend that they're being shut out, that they can't get in. The federal government's breaking some kind of law, etc. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't care whether you're an elected official or if you're a Marxist communist. You can't just go to these detention centers and demand to be allowed to walk in anytime. Our elected officials can make appointments. They can set schedules so that the federal officials can meet them, greet them, give them a tour through any of these facilities. It's a show and tell. It's because the Socialist Marxist Communist BLM Democrat Party, part and parcel of the Marxist agenda to tear down and destroy the United States of America today. I'm looking at a headline New Jersey Attorney General calls week-long Delaney Hall riot overwhelmingly peaceful, despite multiple arrests and violence against law enforcement. The article reads in part, the Attorney General Jennifer Davenport said Friday that protesters outside Delaney Hall Immigration Detention Center have been overwhelmingly peaceful. I'm looking at the Office of the Attorney General letterhead, where it reads, update from Attorney General Jennifer Davenport on public safety efforts at Delaney Hall. Most people gathered outside the facilities complied with state police requests to clear pathways to secure safe passages for the vehicles. Dangerously actions, including deployment of fireworks, throwing gas canisters at law enforcement. Now, you call that peaceful? Deploying fireworks, gas canisters, 2x4s, rocks, etc., etc. Goes on to say, to ensure safety and for everyone involved, including the overwhelmingly peaceful protesters at the facility, state police temporarily cleared the area. Ladies and gentlemen, further in the article makes another statement. The Attorney General acknowledged that a number of the individuals engaged in dangerous behavior. That was almost a footnote in the Attorney General's diatribe about what is taking place there. I bring these events out because it's part and parcel of what we see. It is not something that's organic in its what is taking place. It's happening in America. It's happening all over Europe. It's happening around the world. And we're seeing simultaneous with these disruptions where there's a lawlessness, where there's a mindset that says, I can overthrow the government. There's a mindset that there's no such thing as abiding by law and order on the face of the globe. So we're witnessing what God's word says that we will see in the last days. And we find also in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 and following, this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. Dark, dangerous, difficult, devastating, deadly times shall come. For, because men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemous, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. Didn't say despisers of good, but despisers of those that are good. That is a rebellion and a rejection against those citizens, those individuals that stand for something that is honest and honorable and godly. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Perhaps you're asking the question, well, what's the point? What's the goal? What's the motivation of understanding what you're saying today? And it's simply that we as Christians might understand that we're living in the last of the last days, that we're witnessing God's word leaping right off the pages before us, before our very eyes, showing us that we are in fact in the last of the last days. The scripture says clearly, nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. And verse 12 then says, in that 24th chapter, because lawlessness shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Ladies and gentlemen, today, perhaps the very best example of the last days is, as I said earlier, lawlessness. Riots, burning of buildings, insurrection, large groups of anti-God, anti-America, law enforcement, pro-communist, pro-Marxist crowds are trying to kill police officers, all with my most humble opinion. Listen, my most humble opinion, all with the understanding, the approval, and the participation of a single political party in America. Listen very carefully. You can't tell me that these riots, demonstrations, and insurrections cannot be stopped. You can't tell me they cannot be controlled. If it were left up to law enforcement, it could be shut down in 24 hours across the nation. Hear me. There is a plan to the and a plot to what we see in the process of taking place today. And that's to undermine and tear down the and destroy the foundation. Psalms 11:3 comes to mind. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? And I find very clearly the charge in the scripture in 1 Timothy, the second chapter, that and the verse, second verse and following, that we pray, and I'm going to paraphrase, that we pray for those that are the ones leadership in civil government over us. The third verse, so that you might live a quiet and peaceful life. I believe that it's needful and necessary. Now, there's some that disagree. That's fine. You go back to the Old Testament, especially in the book of Psalms, and you find some that David was praying against his enemy, asking God to get them, take care of them, remove them. They were called imprecatory prayers. Some say, well, you're not supposed to pray that kind of prayer today. The scripture is very clear. We're to pray for those that are over us, that lead us, that we might have a quiet and peaceful life. Some prayers need to be, Lord, those that are in leadership position that's antithetical to your word, those that are standing against the morals and ethics and values of your word, please remove them, that we can have a quiet and peaceful life. We're witnessing, ladies and gentlemen, the last of the last days. We're witnessing what God said would take place in the last days. We're witnessing these that are anti-American, anti-God, anti-Christ that are coming in. We're seeing the riots in New Jersey, Delaney Hall, where Antifa, listen, I've got articles before me, and I'll read them in a few moments. Antifa, anti-American rioters are trying to destroy President Trump's efforts to deport the illegal invaders. Anti-police, lawlessness, BLM, Antifa, pro-Palestinian and Islamic jihadist, all interlocked in these demonstrations, these riots to tear down the and destroy the foundation. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, recently when we watched the college universities and their demonstrations against America, against law and order, against anything that's called morals, ethics, and values, they were all planned and orchestrated and paid for. It wasn't something just organic that popped up and happened. I believe it's time Christians, conservatives, and patriots, we sit back and see what's happening, look at it through the prism of the Word of God, and say, God, are you telling us something? God, are you showing us something? God, does your Word verify what we see taking place? And the answer to those questions is, yes, it surely does. Ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing what I call the collusion of the Marxist political leaders as they urge the insurrection and intensify the insurrections to take place. It is a dark, dangerous day in which we're living. I'm looking at an article, a direct assault on religious freedom. The GOP, grand old party, hopes to limit immigrants espousing Sharia law. We're witnessing today, along with the Antifa and the Council on American Islamic Relations, the Muslim Brotherhood, the other organizational structures, in part with Communist Party in America, that's working together in tandem, in harmony, for one single goal, and that's to tear down the foundations of America. Let me just put this in for a moment. Out of the 10 points of Marxism, three major things: divide the nation ethnically, destroy the nuclear family, and dethrone God. And we see these three things taking place simultaneously in America today. And it's because we're witnessing God closing the curtain, God preparing to shut the door on the last days of America. It's time that Christians wake up and see the handwriting on the wall and speak up before it's too late. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take the top of the hour news right after the news. We'll be right back as we continue to face the issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu. WTRJ-FM.